I don't know if you're a fan of the family history show, Who Do You Think You Are? Some people obviously are, because it's currently in its 13th series. It opened this run with the EastEnders actor Danny Dwyer, who was able to trace his ancestry back to the Norman Conquest. Now, my aunt has had a go at the Lloyds, and I'm afraid we couldn't do anywhere near that well. Amongst the Lloyds proper, the earliest firm date we could get to was 1822, when Thomas Lloyd was born in South Wales. He was an iron puddler, and his father, Thomas — they obviously were inventive in their names — he was a coker. Someone can tell me afterwards what a coker is. I'd be very interested to hear from the first person, less so perhaps by number 100. As far as I know, there has never been anything at all interesting about the Lloyds. We would be rubbish on Who Do You Think You Are? It thrives on surprising revelations. You know, for a really good family tree, you want some royalty in there, don't you? But also you need a few black sheep, you know, a bit of scandal. People often find it very moving to discover their family history, and it can make a real difference to them. The Bible actually gives us accounts of Jesus' family tree. I didn't have them read because I thought, all that begatting might be tiresome, and I didn't want to set people the, you know, difficult pronunciation puzzles. But it would make a wonderful Who Do You Think You Are? There's royalty, and there are a few dodgy characters. And it ought to make a difference to us. In fact, the very fact that the Bible contains Jesus' family tree is striking. It's a reminder to us that when we come to the Christmas story, which we know so well, we're in the realm of history. Jesus' birth was in Bethlehem in Judea, in the days of Caesar Augustus, when Quirinius was governor of Syria, we read. It was not once upon a time in a land far, far away. It's not a fairy story or a myth or make-believe. The Nativity is not just a beautiful story, mainly for the children, designed to teach us lessons about life. Now, Christmas is the good news of God breaking into human history at a specific time and place, as part of a specific family with a history. And Jesus' family tree contains royalty. Jesus is a descendant of the greatest of all biblical kings, David. And in fulfillment of prophecy, he's born in Bethlehem in David's city. David had been promised that one of his sons would have an everlasting kingdom. As we read from the prophet Isaiah, this child would be born to reign forever on David's throne with justice and righteousness. Jesus is that promised rescuer king, the one who would put the world to rights. Jesus is also a descendant of Abraham, the great founding father of the people of God in the Bible. Jesus is the seed or offspring of Abraham, through whom God had promised that all the nations of the world would be blessed. In fact, the Bible even traces Jesus' ancestry all the way back to Adam, stressing that although Jesus is God, he's also a real human being. He's come for the whole of humanity, for all the nations. Jesus will be the new and better Adam. He'll be faithful where Adam and Eve failed. Jesus will undo the effects of their sin for all who will put their trust in him. We're all children of Adam, but we can be included in Jesus, the new Adam, by faith. And there are some surprises in Jesus' family tree. In fact, a number of women are mentioned, which would have been unusual in those days. And Jesus' family tree also includes a number of Gentiles, non-Jews, who weren't members of God's chosen people. Again, surprisingly, deliberately mentioned. Jesus' family means to include those whom others would exclude. Jesus' family is open to all who would come to him. And there's scandal in that family too. I spoke about King David, but Jesus' family tree refers to him as David, the father of Solomon, whose mother had been Uriah's wife. Now therein lies a tale. Jesus' family tree here deliberately brings up one of the most shameful incidents in all of the Bible. Uriah was one of David's closest friends, and in fact David owed his life to him. Uriah was away fighting David's wars when David takes a fancy to Uriah's wife. He ends up in a relationship with her, and he arranges to have Uriah killed so as to cover up his tracks when Uriah's wife becomes pregnant. So David, the great king, also turns out to be an adulterer and a murderer. And the Bible wants us to notice that. Jesus' family tree includes Rahab, the prostitute. It mentions Judah, the father of Perez and Zerah, whose mother was Tamar. Now, I realise this is asking a lot of your Sunday school studies. And in fact, they probably missed this incident out. Tamar had been wronged by her father-in-law, so she tricked him into sleeping with her so that she might have a child. Now, EastEnders has nothing on this, does it? Why bring out these skeletons from Jesus' cupboard and show them off, as it were? Well, the family that Jesus is from tells us the family that Jesus has come for, the family that he's come to form. Jesus is born into a family that's all too human, that's sometimes messed up and dysfunctional. But the Bible doesn't cover up those dark family secrets. It's because of them that Jesus came. He joins us in our predicament to sort it out. He comes as saviour into a family which we could say euphemistically has issues. Jesus comes to rescue and forgive. He joined our family so that we might join his. He became a human being so that we might become children of God. So whatever your background or pedigree, whoever you are, whatever you've done, whether you can get your family tree back to 1822 or to the Norman Conquest, Jesus invites you to join his family. As we just read from John's Gospel, to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of a human decision, but born of God. Who do you think you are? The Bible would say that we're all members of Adam's fallen family. But Jesus came to be our brother. He welcomes all who would put their trust in him to be children of God in his renewed family. The great question of Christmas is how will we relate to Jesus, who is the Saviour, Christ the Lord? May God bless you and your family this Christmas. Amen.